Welcome to Central Lion's latest edition of Kapow!
I'm Bryce.
And I'm Brenda.
In this edition of Kapow, you will hear about the state track qualifiers, the Missouri Children's Theater, which performed this past Friday in the auditorium.
And of course you can't forget our ISATHA segment.
So Brenda, what races all qualified for state?
Well Bryce, the qualifiers are the 4x800 meter relay, the distance medley relay, the 4x200 meter relay, and the 4x400 relay. Also individually, Mary in the 800 meter run, Kylie in the 200 meter dash, Abby in the 100 meter hurdles, and Tina in the discus.
That's awesome. Oh, did you know that Tina threw 8 feet further than her personal best in the discus?
Wow, that's amazing.
We wish all the state track participants good luck this week.
Hey Bryce, knack knack.
Who's there?
What?
What?
Well, let's get this podcast rolling with an interview about the Missouri play.
So, have you ever heard of The Princess and the Pea?
Yeah, isn't that one movie about a princess who didn't like to eat peas?
No, not quite. Close, but no cigar.
Oh wait, I think I know what it's about. A girl who can feel a pea under 21 mattresses to win a prince?
Yes, exactly! Well, anyways, we should probably get to our interview with the Missoula Children's Theater Directors.
Hello, Kapow listeners. This is Ashley here with Missoula Children's Theater Directors to get some information about their upcoming show. So, what is the name of the play?
The name of the play is Princess and the Pea.
Is this the same Princess and the Pea we all know and love?
Kind of. It's based on the story, but the story is kind of taken and exploded into this crazy, zany story, and there's been a lot of changes that Michael McGill made when he wrote the show. So the story is in there, and it's a small part of it, but the original story is really only 2 pages long. So in order to make it an hour-long show, we really had to create all these different characters and make it a different story with the original story in it somewhere.
How many hours do you rehearse for this play?
We rehearse about 4 hours a day with a half an hour dinner break in between. And rehearsals usually go Monday through Friday, but sometimes we have a Friday show, so that takes away one day. So it's usually 4 full days of rehearsal.
How long have you guys been working with Missoula Children's Theater?
Since January this year, so we had a 5-month contract, and this is our last week.
How far do you guys usually travel?
We started out in Colorado, so we were there for about the first 2 months of tour. Then we hit North Dakota, then Nebraska, then Kansas, then South Dakota,
Montana,
and Iowa. That's about it.
What is your favorite part about being able to direct?
I really like the range of ages of the kids that we get to direct. We direct 5-year-olds all the way up to 18-year-olds, and there's such a difference, and it's really cool seeing how everybody learns the show in a different way and being able to direct different age groups different ways is really a challenge, and it's really cool, and that's my favorite part of it, is really directing that entire age range and finding different techniques to do it different ways.
I just love, we do the same thing every single week, but it's just awesome because every week is 100% different, just to see what the different actors do with the roles, and it's so fascinating just how they perceive the character doing a different thing. So it's really cool. That's what my favorite part about it is. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, Jackie, that was a really interesting interview.
Yeah, Ashley, I would say so. That's quite the job, traveling all over and putting on shows.
Yeah, and getting the chance to meet a lot of new people and see a lot of different places.
And it's crazy how they put it on in less than a week.
It sure is. It went very well, though. I heard a lot of good things about the show.
Hey, Jen, let's get into the ISATA section.
What would you rather be, a ninja or a pirate?
A pirate, duh, Ashley. I love pirates.
Gee, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
Ninja.
Why?
Because they've got way cooler moves and their clothing is way cooler and they're all black.
Mrs. Pratt, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
I'd rather be a ninja. I could overpower people.
Mr. Stegman, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
A ninja, because they can use nunchucks and stuff.
Dina, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
A pirate, because they get a sail and boats are awesome.
Mr. Docker, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
I'd rather be a ninja, because they have an ability to defend themselves with their hands.
Houston, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
Ninjas, because they're cooler.
Nate, would you rather be a ninja or a pirate?
Ninja, because they got cool moves.
Ninja pirate, that's a hard one, Jackie.
Yeah, I'd say so, Ashley. I think a ninja is cooler, though.
Yeah, I guess, but pirate's gonna wear really cool eye patches.
Well, we should wrap this up.
Yeah, let's end with a quote by C.S. Lewis. Friendship is born at the moment when one person says to another, "What, you two? I thought I was the only one."